Well, boys and girls, great time of the year, isn't it? I love it. I love getting ready for it, all excited. All those chocolate eggs and all. Right, great. The family gets together, go for a picnic. Easter time's great, isn't it? Who loves Easter time? Everybody? Good time of the year. What's so good about Easter? What do you mean? It's not Easter, isn't it?
No.
What time of the year is it?
It's Christmas
time. I'm stupid. I think I've got the wrong message today. Oh, well, but sure. I'm only joking you. So, Christmas time, you all excited?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, well, listen. We're going to talk, we think, a wee bit today about this. Names. We have all got names, haven't we? And what did you realise? Just wonder if some of you want to move around there a wee bit so you can see better. You want to come around, Philip? One around here a wee bit, Philip. You can have you see better. Can you see all right, Lee? I wonder, did you know that your names all mean something? Did you? I don't think she's here this morning, but I have one name up here. Erin. Erin's not here, is she? Erin's name means peace. And I can just see Chris actually saying her daddy, saying, give my head peace, Erin, usually. Right, we've got somebody else's name here. Maybe not. Oh, there we go. Daniel. Where's Daniel? Is he here? No? No Daniel this morning either. God will judge, that's what Daniel means. Next one, Jessica. Where's Jessica? Is she here? No? This is going really well. That means rich. Finally get some. Where's Adrian? No. Good. All going very well. Adrian means dark. Neil? No? Yes, I knew it's seen you somewhere. It means champion. Real champions you are, Neil. And we've definitely got him here, for I'm standing here. We've got David, that means beloved or tenderly loved, and we've got David down there as well. So them's just some of their names, and that's what they mean. Okay, but there's one name we'll think about, especially at this time of year, and one of the names of the Lord had, Emmanuel. And that means God with us. Because he was God, and he came down on earth, to the earth to be with us. Now, you find that in Isaiah and in Matthew as well now, but in Isaiah as well, there's some other names that the Lord Jesus is given. And it says, and he will be called, this is the second part of the verse, first of all, wonderful. Now, why do you think he was given that name?
Because he's so wonderful that
they have to be perfect. You're right, good answer. Because he's wonderful, a wonderful Savior. He had another name straight after that. Counselor. Counselor. What does a counselor do? A counselor gives advice. And he listens to all your problems, all your difficulties. And he gives you really, really good advice. Now, before mummies and daddies start shooting me at the door, some people think that that's actually one name, Wonderful Counselor. So I just had to put that in there. So just in case I get told off. So it's Wonderful Counselor. Next one is Mighty God. Now, we were thinking about just how mighty God was the last time I'd done the children's talk. Do you remember? When we thought how incredible he was. A really strong God. God's so big, so strong and so mighty. There's nothing that God can't do. Isn't that right? He's a mighty God. He's another name in that verse. There's lots of names, hasn't he? Everlasting Father. That means he always was and always will be. Because he's always going, always has been there and always will be there. He's everlasting. He's eternal. Now see, when I was your age, my mum used to work in a sweetie shop, and there was a thing, I was telling this some folks that I was speaking to recently, and there's a thing about that size, but the size of a ping pong ball called an everlasting gob stopper. Do you still get them? No? Some of my mums and dads remember them. Broke your teeth. They're like a snooker ball. They're really hard. But you know what? There was nothing everlasting about them. Because as soon as you got, if you sucked it for a wee while, you shouldn't get your teeth in it and you can break it up and change it. God's not like that. So he's not. God goes on forever. He's everlasting. And he's one more name in that verse. Prince of Peace. And that's what he brings to the boys and girls and mums and dads. He asks them into their heart, doesn't it? He brings peace in their lives and security. Okay, boys and girls, that's some of the names. But we couldn't, when God sent his son down, he couldn't call him, just give him the name Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Imagine filling out a form, all that, all your names like that on it. Couldn't do it. So he put his name, give him this name, Jesus. Because why? Jesus means The Bible tells us in Matthew, you shall call his name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins, boys and girls. And that's really the message of Christmas, believe it or not. That's why the Lord Jesus came, because he will save his people from his sins, from their sins. So when you remember about Christmas time, you remember the name Jesus. And that's why he was given it, because he said he would save his people from his sins. Now, we've got a wee verse up here. It's quite a long verse, a couple of verses actually. It says this in Philippians chapter 2, verse 9-11. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And what that means, boys and girls, that God has put Jesus, he has had him, has him on the throne. He's not in a grave anymore. He went to the cross, he went to the grave, but he rose from the dead, didn't he? And he went back to heaven, and he's on the throne, and he's watching over us. And one day, boys and girls, even the silly people that don't believe in him, it's very silly if you don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to be your Savior, isn't it? And everybody, absolutely everybody, will have to bow their knees before the Lord Jesus and admit that he is Lord. So will you remember, boys and girls, this Christmas, that it's not about tinsel, and it's not about trees, it's not about toys, it's not about turkey, it's about truth, about the truth, that the Lord Jesus Christ came to save the people from their sins. Will you remember that now, Christmas time? Getting excited about tonight and tomorrow, you remember that about the Lord Jesus and what his name means, okay?